Jesus going up into heaven is a good thing. The Bible even calls it a blessing. But how is it a blessing, we might ask? How is it a good thing that Jesus is not here? Because we can imagine all kinds of reasons that we would think it would be a blessing if Jesus was still here. In a moment when I'm filled with uncertainty, for example, I could simply go to him. I could ask him directly what I should do or even what something means. And I could get a short and simple answer. Surely, that would be a great blessing, right? Or if I'm going through a rough time, I could simply go to him. I could find comfort just in being near him, in seeing him face to face. And in that way, I could find the strength to carry on. And surely that would be a blessing, right? Or if somebody we knew didn't believe in Jesus, we could simply send them to him, where they could ask all the questions they wanted and receive answers which they needed. And surely that would be a blessing. Or especially in those times when I'm going through persecution, like the disciples, dealing with the assaults and the attacks of the world. Then I could run to Jesus and find safety and protection in being with him. And surely that would be a blessing. It seems like there's so many problems that could be solved if Jesus was still here. There are so many questions that could be answered if Jesus was still here. It would be a blessing, we say, if Jesus had not gone up. But now he is gone. And what do we have left? But listen to our gospel reading, Christians. Jesus and his disciples go out of Jerusalem. And they go as far as Bethany, where Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed them. And we're told in verse 51, while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Notice that it does not say that Jesus blessed them and then was carried up into heaven, as if the blessing was here and the going up was something else. Rather, it says that while he was blessing them, he was carried up into heaven. The whole time that they could still see him, he was still raising his hands in blessing. Because the blessing is not something separate from his ascension. His ascension is the blessing. Jesus did the very best thing of all by going away into heaven. Why? Because Jesus' ascension is so much better for us. When we are filled with uncertainty, Christians, when we're not really sure what we should do, when we're going through some difficulty, whatever it may be, if Jesus was still here, we could only find relief by going to where he is, that we would have to make some very long journey just to see him, somewhere far away in the world just to find comfort. And even if we knew that he was in the world and that we could go see him, well, that wouldn't necessarily mean that he was right here, meaning that the moment we needed him the most, he would be somewhere far away. A Jesus still here physically on earth would be no assurance at all. But by going up into heaven, Jesus fills all things, and he has promised to be with us even to the very end of the age, so that whenever we call on him, no matter where we are, he has promised to hear us and to give us the peace that surpasses all human understanding. We don't have to fly halfway around the world. Wherever there is a faithful heart, Jesus is there also. So yes, it is a great blessing that Jesus has gone away, because he is closer to us now than he ever was before. Or in those moments when we struggle with doubts, Christians, when we're not really sure what the truth is, or especially when we want someone that we love to come to faith. If Jesus was still here on earth, we would have the same problem of simply trying to find him. We'd have to go far away just to be able to talk to him. And on top of that, even while he was still physically here on earth, there were many who did not listen to him. They heard his words, they saw his miracles, and yet they still turned away. They trusted in themselves above all things and rejected the one whom the Father had sent. But by ascending into heaven, Jesus has given us the promised Holy Spirit, the Spirit who leads us into all truth, the Spirit who gives us faith and keeps us in faith, the Spirit who changes stubborn hearts into believing ones, the Spirit who speaks to us the living Word of God. And Christians, the Holy Spirit is still being sent into the world. He is still being sent into our hearts so that we can cry, Abba, Father. And we who once did not know God have come to know him because the ascended Jesus has given us the Spirit. And he's even promised us that when we speak of him to others, it is not we who speak, but the Spirit speaking through us. So yes, it is a great blessing that he has gone away, because now we have the promised Holy Spirit. And above all, in those moments, Christians, when we must suffer for God, when the world attacks us for belonging to Jesus and mocks us for being Christians, if Jesus were still here on earth, we would still be troubled by being apart from him, so that we would suffer through these things seemingly on our own. And for what? Because as Paul says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are most to be pitied. We'd be pitied because it would be suffering that goes nowhere. It would be suffering only to suffer. It would be suffering with nothing to come after it. But by ascending into heaven, Christians, Jesus has overcome all things. And we who suffer not only have the one who knows our pain and who suffers with us, but we can also look through our suffering to Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, knowing that he is victorious over all things. And looking through our sufferings, we can know that these sufferings will last but a short time, and they will give way to an unfading crown of glory with him forever. We can gaze up into heaven, as Stephen did, even as the world stones us to death, to see Jesus, who is our prize, waiting to receive us who have endured to the end. Yes, Christians, it is a great blessing that Jesus has gone away, because now we have something more to look forward to, a glory and a joy that will never pass away. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, seated far above all things, Raise our minds to seek the things which are above, so that we may ascend with you into glory. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.